It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. 52 Catholic priests who served in Colorado abused more than 200 children between 1951 and 1999. State officials released that finding this morning as part of their investigation into sexual abuse by priests. The report comes nearly 2 years after Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser first announced the investigation. Investigators say the church has agreed to a list of reforms, including regular audits of their child protection systems. Colorado's Catholic Diocese has announced in October that they had already paid out $6.6 million to settle abuse claims as part of the state's investigation. The Colorado legislature could give cities new power over food delivery apps as part of the special legislative session this week. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
State Representative Shannon Byrd says apps like DoorDash and Grubhub have gained too much power as restaurants have had to limit in-person dining.
We have a pandemic that has changed the rules and really given some outsized bargaining power to some entities providing a service that's definitely needed by restaurants that are trying to stay open.
The apps charge fees to restaurants on each order they deliver, sometimes adding up to 35% of the bill, according to the Colorado Restaurant Association. Legislation proposed by Byrd, a Democrat, would allow all cities to set limits on those fees, at least while there's a public health emergency. Denver has already set a 15% cap, but most other local governments would need special permission from the state to do something like that. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
U.S. Representative Ed Perlmutter says he's recovering after his recent coronavirus diagnosis. He says he's not yet at 100%.
My situation's better than a lot of folks who've had it, worse than others, but I'm on the mend.
Perlmutter spoke with constituents in a telephone town hall Monday. Perlmutter and another Colorado congressman, Doug Lamborn, announced positive COVID-19 tests about 2 weeks ago. A recount starts today in the race for district attorney in Colorado's largest judicial district. Just over 1,400 votes separate Republican John Kellner from Democrat Amy Padden out of more than a 500,000 ballots that were cast. That's just under the threshold to trigger a mandatory recount. The state's overall election results will be certified once the recount is complete. The 18th Judicial District covers Arapahoe, Douglas, Elbert, and Lincoln counties. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.